And Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper will be visiting Ukraine this week as tensions grow between Russia and Kiev. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he joins us every Wednesday to inform, to entertain with news from Canada. Hi, Vaughn.
Hello, David.
So Stephen Harper's visit comes at a pretty tense time. Has there been any word about this? What have you been tracking?
Well, Harper, I think, will be the first leader of the what used to be called the G8, although it may not be the G8 much longer. It may be the G7 nations to visit Ukraine since the crisis. Harper is due there on Saturday. He's expected to see the prime minister. He's expected to go to Independence Square. Important gesture by the Canadian prime minister. I've mentioned this on the show before. The largest number of Ukrainians in the world living anywhere other than Ukraine and Russia live in Canada. There's more than 1 million Canadians are of Ukrainian descent. So we've had the Ukrainian flag flying over our parliament in Ottawa in the past week, and this is an important trip for the prime minister. Beyond gestures, the Prime Minister will be meeting with Angela Merkel, a leader in Germany. He will certainly be present for this summit that the President of the United States is organizing. Canada, I think, would support the idea of kicking Russia out of the G8 nations as among the penalties that would be imposed here. Obviously, we want to work in concert with our allies, but the Canadian government has been one of the harshest critics of the what Canada regards as the illegal annexation of Crimea from Ukraine.
Harper is being described by some in the Canadian press as a cold warrior at heart. What's his message to Putin?
Well, he has been very, very strong on this issue and a harsh critic of human rights abuses in Russia before. So it's not a departure for Harper. He's right-of-center politician anyway. His history is in right-of-center politics in this country, so it all fits of a piece. Plus, as I say, with a very large number of Ukrainians in Canada, this is also a popular stand for Canada to be taking.
How big an issue is trade between Russia and Canada? How robust is the trade, and how big a concern is that?
It's not huge. Canada does not have a large trading relationship either with Russia or with Ukraine. So it's not as big an issue. Obviously, we're not in the dependency situation that European countries are with the dependence on natural gas. In fact, you know, if the United States moves to export natural gas in liquid form to Europe to try to replace some of the supplies that Russia is providing now, Canada would through a domino way, benefit from that as well, because the North American price would go up. Canada, of course, exports natural gas to the United States. British Columbia is trying to export natural gas, develop natural gas for export to Asia. So, but it's not mainly an economic thing. That's not what's leading it. It's the politics, and I think the really disturbing spectacle to Canadians that not just Crimea, but Russia may be becoming expansionist in a number of other ways as well.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer's with us. And Vaughn, another story that I know you're tracking this week, a strike by truckers in Port Metro, Vancouver. 1,800 truckers have walked off the job. What's going on?
It's a very damaging and very messy labor dispute. You have the truckers who haul containers in the Port of Vancouver. Now they've been out for 3 weeks. The dispute has resisted all efforts to date to try to mediate a settlement, even though the best mediator in British Columbia has been sent in. You've had some buck passing between the governments. The ports are mostly a federal responsibility in Canada, but the provincial government's been involved in this as well, and growing cries for the national government to step in and impose a settlement here. It's a tough one to settle because the issues raised by the truckers, they're independent contractors in effect, it's not entirely a union situation. They're complaining about lineups, about penalties, about not being paid enough for their work. And the port is, there's been some pretty dark threats on the other side to just start pulling licenses to operate out of the port, which would effectively try to break the strike. So this is a very nasty dispute and not clear yet how they're going to sort it out.
What's the impact likely to be on businesses, consumers, both sides of the border?
It's huge already here in British Columbia. I mean, you're starting to hear goods not moving out of the port, goods that are being shipped out of Vancouver not coming into the port. You've got ships that were destined to Vancouver that are looking at other destinations. I think probably the Port of Seattle would have benefited more already, except, you know, the way ports operate, they look for long-term contracts. So a company here that in British Columbia can't just, you know, switch to the Port of Seattle, which is already busy, on a short-term basis. You'd have to look seriously at signing a long-term contract.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is with us. And finally, Quebecers losing their appetite for a secession vote. What's going on?
Well, so there's an election in Quebec on April the 7th, and I talked about this on the show last week, that the separatist party, the Parti Québécois, called the election and is ahead and was looked like they might win the election. And then they started talking about how if they win the election, they might have another referendum to get Quebec to leave Canada, and how they'd still try to use Canadian passports and Canadian currency. And all this talk of separatism appears to have panicked a segment of a fairly small-C conservative cautious electorate in Quebec, because the race has tightened up. The two parties now, the Parti Québécois, which is in government, and the Liberals, which are the opposition, some polls have got them in a dead heat. Some polls have got the Liberals slightly ahead. And the separatists have stopped talking about separatism. So, you know, they got ahead of themselves, I think overconfident because they were doing well in the polls. And now this election's a lot closer, and I think all bets are off about where we're headed in Canada. I think we might talk about separatism, but it's an explosive topic, not just in the rest of Canada. It is in Quebec as well. There are a lot of Quebecers that would like the province to have a better deal within Canada and get more benefits out of the country, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're separatists.
All right, Vaughn, thanks so much.
Talk to you next week.
Vaughn Palmer is a columnist with the Vancouver Sun. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.